Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Richard Allen continues on in Delphi, Indiana. Is he the man who killed those two little girls, Abby Williams and Libby German, back in 2017 near the Monon High Bridge, where everybody likes to walk out in that part of the country? We've heard a lot of very interesting testimony, including confessions from Richard Allen. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. We don't have the option of listening to the confessions, but people in the courtroom just the other day did. They heard the phone call to his mother and to his wife in a very weird way, I guess I would say, confessed to the murders. Not at all what he said initially when questioned by investigators. But after, I'm going to call it what it is, torture in the solitary confinement, after torture, mocking and stuff by guards, things that really should not be going on in a U.S. prison, but have, he finally said, I did it. But is there any weight to the credibility of that? Jennifer, what's your thoughts on where this is at right now?
Well, I feel like I'm on a teeter-totter,
yeah,
and it's not moving.
We're kind of stuck in the middle.
Down, it's not moving up.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because almost nothing has changed, really, since even before trial.
No.
I mean, here we have, what is the evidence against Richard Allen? He said he's there. Well, we've known that since 2017. He said he's there again in other interviews. So we know he's there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not there at the crime scene. He's there at the Monon High Bridge,
mm-hmm,
which is not where those girls were murdered.
Yeah.
So there's a differentiation, but certainly he was there. The car, there's been a PT Cruiser described. There's been a smart car described. There's been an SUV described. He had a Ford Focus, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So his car was never identified as being there. As far as eyewitness identification regarding him exactly, there are more eyewitness. In other words, no one can say Richard Allen.
Yeah.
The descriptions are just all over the board, just like the two photos that we saw initially. And just like the fact nobody can seem to say whether the guy on video is Richard Allen or someone else. It's kind of the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Some people see and say, yes, I remember years ago when they said a specialist came in and said he's 6 foot to 6 foot one. Now we're seeing specialists say 5 foot six. And then you notice nothing was brought in about those details because it's just not a science.
Yeah.
Regarding that video. So here we are, you know, we have these confessions, but in my opinion, they're tainted. They're tainted because of the zealousness of the prosecutor's office and of law enforcement to put him in a maximum security confinement instead of just saying, yeah, put him in the Carroll County Jail. The jail is open. It's got the bars. He can see people. He can have a pad. He can communicate. If he would have said that under less horrible, you know, circumstances and conditions, I would be much more inclined to believe what he said. Also, they're all over the place. Even the early ones now we're seeing, where we understand now a lot more of, you know, wiping feces on the wall, drinking and washing his face in toilet water, banging his head against the wall. Some people say it's for show. I don't know. That's a lot of show, and it's gone on for a long period of time. We also know now he was drugged involuntarily, you know, to get him under control. That's just a lot to trust what comes out of somebody's mouth in that circumstance.
Well, I mean, if we just break this down for a moment and take the crime out of it. Take just a random person. Take a random person, put them in solitary confinement for a year, subject them to everything that you just listed. And then would you believe anything that person says?
it's truly just the most, if people can picture the cells, just the size of those cells, I think they said very specifically, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they were 6 by 12.
Yeah, it was like a closet, basically. It's like going into a closet and spending a year there.
You have one mat, right, to lay on that would be so uncomfortable. You have three sides that are solid and one side that's almost solid with a sliver of light.
Yeah.
And you're there. They decide when the lights are on, when the lights are off, and you have nothing.
Yeah.
But you. I think certainly conditions like that can lead to madness. I thought what was really interesting were a couple of things. One was the first interviews when he was talked to out of confinement and how adamant he was. And he acted, in my opinion, as an investigator, how I expect somebody who is innocent to act.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually very defiant. They're angry. They're, go ahead and look. You're not going to find anything, and so a lot of his, and again, unfortunately, we didn't get to see the interrogation. Recall that the interviews that were conducted during this time were all copied over.
Yeah.
We don't have.
Just happened to be. Just accidentally. We have this major case in our very small town, and we're accidentally losing all the evidence we have.
It's all gone. Copied over. The Miranda. That's not even recorded. It's very, as a law enforcement officer, it's just hard to, you don't want a Monday morning quarterback, but this one's a jaw dropper. People think Karen Reed is a jaw dropper. No, this is a jaw dropper. Having said that, do they have the right guy? I don't know. They mention a van, right? He mentions a van in one of the confessions. And the law enforcement is able to corroborate a van, but then was that van mentioned before? Yes. Was the van known to Dr. Walla? Dr. Walla is a big piece in this, and Dr. Walla has put herself out there as a total embarrassment by being involved in communities on social media and finding out all sorts of clues and interacting with social media sleuths. And then yet she is supposed to be an impartial interviewer and psychologist for Richard Allen.
Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, thank you for your insight on all of that. The trial of Richard Allen, it continues in Delphi, Indiana, and we are left with more questions than answers. What weight should we really give to the evidence against him? Allen's confessions have been a focal point, but considering the conditions that he's endured, solitary confinement, forced medication, relentless psychological strain. He's eating a Bible. He's eating his poop. He's running into a wall head first. How credible are these admissions? That's the question. Anyone's grip on reality could slip under those circumstances. Think about the testimony that we've heard. Master Trooper Harshman stands firm, asserting that the voice in the Bridge Guy video belongs to Allen. According to his recognition of it, hearing it going, that's him. That's the guy. Not necessarily scientific voice recognition, but voice recognition isn't infallible, even when it is done scientifically, especially when influenced by stress and medication. Should we put full trust in something so subjective or one man's opinion? And then there's the matter of the white van. Allen mentioned seeing it, and the prosecution claims it corroborates the timeline. But here's the catch. Was this detail already floating around before his confession? The answer is yes. And if so, it raises serious concerns about whether it's truly incriminating or just a recycled piece of information. Dr. Walla's involvement adds yet another layer of doubt. Her impartiality has come under fire, with reports suggesting she's not been, you know, so much on the up and up. She's interacted with social media sleuths about the case. If the psychologist evaluating Allen isn't entirely natural or neutral, can we trust the documented confessions that she's presented? Did we have the right man? With evidence here, that feels more like a tangle of loose threads than a coherent story. It's a fair question to ask. The destroyed interrogation tapes? Because we know that just happens naturally. The lack of clear witness identification and Allen's mental instability all cast shadows on this case. As we track these developments, one thing remains clear. Abby and Libby deserve better. They deserve the truth. And justice demands that we get it right. Is this a genuine pursuit of justice or a desperate attempt to find closure and cover up a lot of bad police work? Until those questions are answered, doubts linger like a heavy fog. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll keep investigating and bringing you every detail as this case unfolds. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next update. And stay tuned as we continue our search for the truth. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.